In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says something interesting. It says, seeing then that we have a high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the profession. Then verse 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I want to talk about human emotions. Human emotions are something that we cannot escape from. Some emotions are positive and some are negative. The funny thing about emotions is that often when we're experiencing them, they are unique to us. And in that moment that we are feeling any particular emotion, it's like what we're feeling is unique to us. Whether it be elation or depression, courage or fear, sometimes we feel that we are feeling it alone. I love songs. I love music. And one of my favorite songs is a Negro spiritual that says, nobody knows the trouble I seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I seen. Glory, hallelujah. When this song was first sung, the old slave that sung the song felt that no one could understand his plight. He had been stolen from his land and brought to a new place to live a life of perpetual servitude and dehumanization. Depression of worst kind set in. He sang, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Now, while the circumstances surrounding the life of the average slave were perhaps the worst kind of experience a person can go through, but the feelings that the slave felt were common to humanity. Somebody's felt that before. Do you ever feel like nobody really knows the trials or tribulations you go through? Do you ever feel like no one really knows what kind of sorrow you face in your life? What kinds of circumstances seem to chain you and to bind you to sadness, guilt, or even depression? Do you ever feel that one moment you're up and the next you're down? Well, I just want to remind you that you are not alone. The Word of God says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In other words, he's simply telling us that we do have a high priest, and he's thoroughly acquainted with the feelings of our weaknesses. I just want to remind myself that when you feel down and when you feel out, when you feel that no one else is on your wavelength, like some people like to say, when you feel like your mom or your dad or your teachers or your peers, your boss or your coworkers don't understand and can't really sympathize with what you may be feeling, remember your high priest. The feelings you feel, he understands them. The tears you may cry, he records them. The psalmist said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. If sin and guilt are crushing your spirit and enslaving you and affecting your emotions, turn to God and cry out to him. He will hear and he will deliver. If you're sick and you feel like you can't get well, call on him. Cry out. He will hear and deliver peace to your soul. If you just can't figure out what it is, cry out to him. He will show up and he will deliver. I just want you to know that there is somebody who knows the trouble you see. There's somebody who knows your sorrow. There's somebody who knows the feelings you feel. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm going to close with this thought. When Nehemiah was around, he was going through a time of depression, a time of sadness. He was sad because he saw his city destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed, and there was no one to rebuild Jerusalem. And he remembered all the promises that God had for that particular city. And while he was sitting there in Babylon, one of the rulers saw him and saw that he was sad and said, why are you sad? And he told the ruler his problem, the things that were going on, you know, and that he had a burden for Jerusalem. Well, long story short, that ruler gave him the authority to go and to do what he needed to do. And somewhere in his book, Nehemiah writes that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so I want to remind you today that God will not only give you joy, but the joy that he has will be your strength. Remember your high priest, and remember that he is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for human feelings. We thank you sometimes that even the negative feelings may come into our lives, but Lord, they teach us to draw nearer to you and to give our lives to you so that you can be our joy. We ask, dear Father, that whoever may be feeling any type of down feelings or maybe up and down feelings, Lord, I pray that you would please be with them and let them know you as a personal Savior, as a personal friend, as one who was acquainted with their feelings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.